Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, Mick, winning the Bob Brown Memorial, the consolation of the Hobart 1000, it's pretty special for you, isn't it?
It is, Peter, very special, actually. I've won the consolations of the Launceston and Devonport Cups on a couple of occasions, but I've never won a Hobart 1000 consolation, but it is quite special to me to win this race, being named in the honour of Bob Brown, because I rated Bob, as a mentor of mine, and I've known his family pretty closely for a number of years, and it's a big thrill.
Well, when you were a kid with your mate Chris Page, you used to walk Bobby Brown's dogs.
Gary come by overnight time, and he'd have three or four of Bob's dogs, and I would be at the front and talk to him, and he'd say, "You want to come and walk with me?" And I'd say, "Yeah, I certainly would," and I'd help walk the dogs, and then I got into taking them back to Bobby's kennels, and used to regularly help Gary walk the dogs. He had a job with Bobby. Bobby was a waterside worker, is that right, Ross?
Yep.
Yeah. And he worked odd hours, and got Gary paid him to walk them, and I ended up walking them. That's more or less how I got into dogs, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, Banger Harvey did a great job. He was unlucky not to make the final. He got run down the last little bit by Perfect Fancy.
Yeah.
But he's improved each run he's had here. So look.
Yeah, very pleased. Yeah, no, he's a lovely dog. Just a beautiful dog. Robbie's the consummate professional.
Yep.
He sends them over. Good. They're quality dogs. He knows what you need to win a race. A top line race over here, and. I just look after them. I don't do a great deal with them when they get here. They like my establishment, and my training process is very similar to Robbie, so they settle in pretty good.
All right, mate. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. I'd better let you get him back and get him a drink.
No worries. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Mick.